We're in Nishmas. My grandmother's yard site is this week. Esther Antol Bas Reb Zalman Yosef. Her wife was full of simcha and always giving to the family. Her neshama should have aliyah. So everyone gets to Bocher, Bamo Yisrael, Biava. Then they look around. Are you supposed to say Amen? You're not supposed to say Amen. It's supposed to be a pause, not a pause. No one really knows what to do, so we'll try to figure out what the correct way is. So Shulchan Aruch says a little bit of a background that Birchas Yotzer V'Arvis Omer Yemashliach Tzibar Benachas. Now the Birchas Kriyashma were originally said slowly together with the Chazan because they were hard brachas to remember by heart. So everyone said them slowly together with the Chazan. The Ramad notes though, even though you're saying it together with the Chazan, V'Yamar L'Saim Kodem Shisayim Shliach Tzibar V'Yana Omen Achar Shliach Tzibar. You should end off a little bit quicker than the Chazan, so you could say Amen to the Chazan's bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, nowadays, this whole thing doesn't apply. Vayom, ein nohagin lizar lomer dafka benachas. We don't say it slowly together with the Chazan, we just say the Birchas Kriyashma at the regular speed, and that's it, regular pace, and you say Amen seemingly after the Birchas Kriyashma. However, says Shulchan Aruch one more point. You don't say Amen after Abokher Bamo Yisrael Bi'ava because it's a hefsik. It's a separation between the bracha and kriyashma. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains the words of the Shulchan Aruch. And just like you're not going to be mafsik for a dvar mitzvah or anything, you make a bracha on a shakal, on a drink, you're not supposed to talk in between. So do the same thing for kriyashma, which is seemingly a birchas hamitzvah. The Ramah, very cryptically, just says, Ayin l'kamon, see what I wrote later on in Samach Aleph. If you look at Samach Aleph, what does the Ramah say? He says that, well, the Mishnah Berurah here cites it as well, is that the Ramah says that you may recite Amen. Of course you could say Amen between HaBokher Bamo Yisrael Bi'ava and Kriyashma. Why? Because it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. You're not making the HaBokher Bamo Yisrael Bi'ava as a mitzvah and Kriyashma is the mitzvah. You don't say Asher Kedishonu V'mitzvosu V'tzivanu Lasos Kriyashma. You're just, it's one of the brachos on Kriyashma or for Kriyashma, but it's not a bracha like a mitzvah where you're making it on the Kriyashma and the Kriyashma is the mitzvah. And therefore, says the Ramah later on, you could say Amen, there's no problem at all. The Mishnah Berurah says it's better to avoid the whole machlokas, and what do? You should say a bocher ba'amo Yisrael bi'ava together with the Chazan, so you don't need to recite Amen at all, and you avoid the whole issue. So from a simple read of the Ramah, it sounds like Shulchan Aruch sounds you shouldn't say Amen. Ramah says you should say Amen, or you could say Amen. Mishnah Berurah says avoid the whole problem, just end off a bocher ba'amo Yisrael bi'ava together with the Chazan. So how do you paskin? So the Chassam Sofer, and his little comments on Shulchan Aruch, says, what do you mean? Ashkenazim, at least Svardim have a problem. Svardim shouldn't say Amen. But Ashkenazim, you follow the words of the Ramah. The Ramah told you could say Amen. You say Amen. What's the big deal? Well, why would you not follow the simple read of the Ramah? However, others disagree and say, what do you mean? Mishnah Berurah told you, why should you get into a machlokas? You could avoid the whole machlokas by just answering a bocher b'amo Yisrael bi'ava together with the Chazan, and everything will be great. But let's say you're like me, and you like to daven quick, and the Chazan's, you know, going slower. So you finish a bocher b'amo Yisrael bi'ava before the Chazan. Now what should you do? So the Stipler and the Rav Sternbach say, you know what you should do? Don't stop. Because if you just stop and wait for 5 seconds or 10 seconds, it's going to be a hefsik. Because even stopping is a problem. You know what they say you should do to avoid the whole issue? Start kriyashma. In other words, if you're ahead of the chazan, it's better to start kriyashma ahead of the game. This way, you won't have any silence at all. So why does the Mishnah Berurah say that? Mishnah Berurah says you know how to talk in between, but he says silence. No problem with silence. Seemingly, the issue is because it's not a problem. Silence is only a problem when there's no reason for the silence. Here, there's a reason for the silence. Why are you being silent? So you could start kriyashma together with the tzibur. So maybe in this situation, the silence is not a hefsik at all. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah seemingly has no problem if you're quiet and you're silent in between Abokher Bamo Yisrael Bi'ava and Shema. However, others would say, like we saw, that you should go further and go into kriyashma. So now you have this whole big machlokas, whether you should say Amen whether you should do nothing. Shulchan Aruch says don't say Amen. Ramah says you should say Amen. Mishnah Berurah seems to say no, better to just say Abocher Bamo Yisrael B'Avo together with the Chazan. So what's the right thing to do? You have a three-way machlokas. So I saw him a sefer Halichas Yisrael, which there's a lot of minig of Rav Gusman and others, and he says Rav Gusman's minig was to say Amen. But then he cites that Agon Rav Tuvia Goldstein, Amri B'Shem Agon Rav Moshe Feinstein, She'ein anus amen achar shatz. Not to say amen by aboker by bamo yisrael b'ava, rather to do what the Mishnah Berurah said and finish up with the chazan. And this was what the minhag they did in MTJ. Apparently, they said that in Ramosha's yeshiva they would do aboker bamo yisrael b'ava all out loud together, and no one would say amen. He says Reb Scheinberg. They asked Reb Scheinberg the same question. He said same thing. You follow the Mishnah Berurah. If you don't follow the Mishnah Berurah and you finish early, then you could say amen. But the ideal would be to follow along with the like the Mishnah Berurah says, follow along with the Chazan to avoid all the problems. They asked this to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky says as well, how should you paskin? He said, Ka Mishnah Berurah, you follow the Mishnah Berurah. So the best thing that everyone should do so far, for the last 30 seconds of the Chabura, is to do a Boker Ba'amo Yisrael B'Ava together with the Chazan. And that's what many people do. You kind of like slow walk the end. You try to time it so that you say Aboker Bamo Yisrael B'Ava. It's not always so easy, because sometimes the Chazan doesn't let you know where he's up to, and he just blurts it all out, and then you're messed up. Or the opposite way, he's draying around, he's slow, and you're sitting there plotting, you just want to finish the bracha already. But seemingly the upshot is you should say Aboker Bamo Yisrael B'Ava. However, he ends off, this Rav Halichas Yisrael says, he heard from Rabbi Rabag, Rabbi of, I think, Yengiz Rav Avenue K, in Brooklyn, who said that he once asked this question to the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, Agon Rav Sarna, and he answered him that the minig of Yeshiva's Chevron is to say Amen b'kol ram. Everyone screams out Amen v'achar shesayim ashatz birchas aboker b'ama Yisrael b'yava. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because this is what they did in Slabotka. So Chevron follows Slabotka. Why did Slabotka do it? Because that's what they did in Volozhin. Why do they do it in Volozhin? Because that's what the Vilna Gaon said to do. So the upshot is that this is what they did in the minig of the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon, and therefore he says this is the minig of many yeshivas and with the Lithuanian Witfish yeshivas, that what do? They say, Amen achar shatz v'chein ayin hagas rabbeinu. That's what the Rabag does, and that's what apparently others do as well. So if you have someone who follows the Gra, and you're someone who follows all the yeshivish, Litvish minhagim, the meaning is you just say Amen. And in fact, to be honest, that's what the Ramah says you should do. Everyone, however, seems to follow this Mishnah Berurah, which says, no, it's much better to avoid the issue and say, Aboker Bamo Yisrael B'Ava. So the upshot is whatever you do, you really have someone strong to rely on. I personally say, Amen. That's been my meaning when yeshivas, you say, Amen. I wasn't ever into the ending off the Aboker Bamo Yisrael B'Ava, because all the yeshivas I went to, you always said Amen to it. Even now, in non-yeshiva, I think the meaning is still to say, Amen. Most places, if you listen around, you just listen to most shuls, they don't really all communally say out loud Aboker Bamo Yisrael B'Ava together like the Mishnah Berurah says. I think the most common minug is really people say Amen like the B'nai Yeshivas. If I was voting or betting on it, that's what I would say I think is the more common way, at least in the Ashkenazim. I don't know what the Sfaradim do. Sfaradim would not do Amen, and therefore that would follow the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch. Either way, you have what to rely upon. You should just make sure you do something correct.